Good afternoon. This is the Chorus Call conference operator. Welcome, and thank you for joining the Banca Ifis 2019 full year preliminary results conference call. After the presentation, there will be an opportunity to ask questions. At this time, I would like to turn the conference over to Mr. Luciano Colombini, CEO of Banca Ifis. Please go ahead, sir.
Welcome to our call on the 2019 preliminary results. We have just approved the preliminary results, and the actual results are substantially in line with the preview presented in January in the context of the 2020-2022 industrial plan. I will keep the call short, just highlighting the key message, and then we'll open to a Q&A section. The CET1 is up about 70 basis points versus 2018, driven by organic growth. In 2019, net income came in at 123 million. The contribution of PPA post-tax was down from 61 million euro in 2018 to 47 million euros in 2019. In 2019, cost of credit was impacted by 28 million euro provisions on four large positions. One of the key priorities in the industrial plan is a reduction of the concentration risk with a setting up of the new credit department, which is already completed, and the ongoing disposal of the former Interbanca NPL portfolio. Tax rate benefited from positive one-offs due to the payment of substitute tax for the goodwill of FBS and the reintroduction of ACE tax incentives. In 2019, we acquired about 2.9 billion euros worth in NPLs in terms of GBV, in line with our target. We completed 21 acquisitions with 15 different counterparties for a total of over 230,000 debt positions in primary and secondary markets. In 2019, cash collection came in at 258 million, substantially in line with P&L contribution of 248 million. This month, this is very important, cash recovery was higher than the projection of internal models. I would like to highlight that quarter results tend to show more volatility than actual results due to seasonality, mainly in NPLs and PPA. The contribution of NPLs and PPAs was limited in the third quarter and much stronger in the fourth quarter. The NPL business is impacted by court shutting in August and the timeframe of the capital gains on the disposal of portfolio tails. The contribution of the PPA is variable and depends on the prepayment disposal of ex-Interbanca loans. There is limited room for managing this effect over the quarters. The results will be presenting according to the new segment reporting, consistent with the industrial plan. In the coming quarters, we will continue to present results according to the new segment reporting. Now, please, Martino, describe the details of our 2019 results.
Good afternoon to everybody. So let's focus on page four to see the details of our Q4 results. As you see, net income came in at 39 million euros. The reversal of the PPA net of tax was 15 million euros compared to 6 million euros in Q3 2019 due to the disposal or the closing of some ex-interbank performing and non-performing positions. The net banking income came in at €167 million, which is up from €112 million of the previous quarter, and this is mainly driven to the pickup in non-performing loans recovery and disposals. The capital gains on the disposal of a tail of the non-performing portfolio came in to €8 million. The operating costs are up at €82 million compared to €74 million in 3Q 2019, mainly due to higher non-performing loans variable recovery costs, matching with a pickup in cash collection and the net banking income. The cost of risk was €38 million, of which €11 million provision on a few large interbank positions. We expect, going forward, to reduce the concentration risk. Taxes benefit from the introduction of ACE tax incentive, which is a new law which was introduced in December. Consumer loans were €7.7 billion, up around €500 million quarter on quarter, driven by the factoring growth. Let's move on page 6, where you can see the CET1, which came in around 11%, well above the 8.12% SREP. At Banca IFIS, the CET1 level is 14.3%. There is a slight decrease compared to 3Q 2019, mainly due to the increase in risk-weighted assets and the seasonality at year-end in the factoring business. The dividend is slightly up to €1.1 per share compared to €1.05 per share of last year. Let's move to page 7, where you can see the impact of the seasonality. And you can see also in compared to the previous quarter, usually the Q4 is the strongest for the non-performing loans business. Let's move to page 8, where you can find the new segment breakdown, and you can see that the non-performing loans represents about 50% of net income, the factoring about 25%, and the leasing 13%. The corporate banking and the lending includes all what is structured finance, commercial, medium, long-term lending guaranteed by MSCC or lending to pharmacies, while the non-core regards to former interbanka performing and non-performing positions. I would like to highlight that in 2019, loan loss provision in non-core were impacted by 3 large positions of former interbanka with total provision of €19 million. GNS regards central services, treasury, and other costs not allocated to business unit. And I will pass to the CEO for the conclusion.
The conclusion is very, very simple. I have to highlight that we self-financed our business growth while increasing CET1 and dividends. And CET1 increased at 10.97%, plus 0.66% versus 2018, and dividend increase 1.1 per share versus 1.05% in 2018. We are obviously working on the management actions in the industrial plane. We have already started to work on it, and we will update you in the coming quarters. And if you like, in the coming month, Martino and I will be taking part in a roadshow meeting with you. So we are keen to meet you in person if you should desire. And now we are at your disposal for the Q&A session.
Excuse me. This is the Chorus Call conference operator. We will now begin the question and answer session. The first question is from Andrea Lisi of Equita. Please go ahead.
Hi, everybody. Thank you for the call. Several questions from my side. The first one is on the commercial banking. If you see margin pressure, we have seen that all banks are a bit suffering on that. In particular, I want to ask you how is competition in the market. Then another question, if I understood well, about your segment reporting, is have I understood well that you will report according to the business plan reporting in the next presentations. And a point on the PPA, I see that in your full year results reports a PPA that is for 2019 that is 10 million higher than what were your preliminary data, mostly allocated to the non-core and GNS, but then the net banking income was at the same level. So I want to ask you, where is the miss on the net interest income that was compensated by a higher PPA? And if you can tell us which is the net PPA, net of taxes. And the last point on the cash collection in NPL, we have seen another good quarter in terms of cash collection. I want to understand if do you expect a similar trend also for the next quarter. Thank you.
Thank you. We don't see increase on margin pressure in last few months, there is a margin pressure for medium large corporate, but on micro small companies the margin pressure is very, very limited, and our competitive advantage is based on service and time to cash, personalization of the services, client coverage. In our view, price is not the only driver. And sure, your second question, all quarter results in 2020 will be according to new segment reporting. We started on the industrial plan and we go on in this way.
Regarding the other two questions regarding the PPA, there is actual a different classification. Okay, in the business, there was the closing of one position, which in the business plan, in the business plan was put as trading and asset disposal, while here it's included in a PPA. So it's just an accounting reclassification. As you see, there is no difference, and this is just due to one single large position that was closed. This is consistent with our strategy to try to close or dispose. In this case, it was closed simply the large position regarding of former Interbank. And in terms of cash collection of the non-performing, yes, we expect, let's say, the cash collection to remain quite strong in the coming year, in 2020. However, please keep in mind the seasonality of this business.
Okay, thank you very much.
So just the PPA is just to a different reclassification, and you can see this different reclassification as the net income is stable.
Thank you.
The next question is from Manuela Meroni of Banca IMI. Please go ahead.
Yes, good afternoon. Again, on the PPA, I'm wondering if you can confirm your expectation in terms of PPA reversal in the next few years, considering that there is this different reclassification in 2019. And then also on operating costs, compared with what you presented on 14th of January, there is a difference. I think that also in this case, it concerns a different classification of extraordinary items that are reported into operating costs in today's results.
Yes.
Just, if you can confirm that. And second question is on the NPL business. I'm wondering if you can share with us what you are seeing on the market in terms of pricing of the NPL business, if you are perceiving some, let's say, difference compared to what you have seen in the last quarter of last year.
I'll tell you something about the NPL, NPL business. First half of 2020, we expect a pipeline of something about 1.5 or 2 billion NPL driven by the disposal of the primary market in consumer credit and in also in banking will be driven by NPL reduction. The transaction in secondary market will be driven by the disposal of some players of non-unsecured portfolio and price competition, like always, depends on the auction, likewise in 2019. So we see a market still really alive. And we are very confident to reach the target of our business plan.
Okay. For the other two previous questions, yes, I confirm that it's just a different reclassification with the items remaining exactly the same in line with our expectation. Just to be clear for the PPA. If you dispose one credit, as we expected, you have a trading gain, a gain on disposal. If this is closed, you have the write back of the PPA. Depending on how this position will be, it's just a matter of accounting classification. But the actual, we cannot foresee at the current moment how this position will be closed. What we can say is that we want to decrease these assets, and we confirm for sure the target we have disclosed in the business plan. And regarding the cost, yes, it's simple, a different reclassification. In the business plan, we want to highlight some items that are not recurrent.
Thank you.
The next question is from Simonetta Chiriotti of Mediobanca. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon also from me. Still on the NPL, so you said that you see a lively market. Could you give us a bit more color on the pipeline of deals that you have in terms of mix? So if you continue to focus on your traditional segment or you are already looking at more different activities and also the performance of the last quarter of the year, which have been the main drivers of growth. There was a contribution also of, in particular, if there was a contribution from disposals. And finally, more in general, it is clearly very early to speak about the planned target, but from these first weeks of activity in 2020, which is your view on the ongoing activity of the bank. Thank you.
Starting from your last question, it's a bit, little bit too early to have a view of the ongoing of 2020. Anyway, the first month seems to be very, very good and in line with our expectations. You asked me about the NPL performance in the last quarter of last year, and the driver NPL results has been the strong performance of judicial and extrajudicial recovery. It's necessary to highlight that in each quarter the cash recovery is above the expectation of internal model, as you can see in a slide in our report. And referring to the NPL market, I have to repeat what I said before. There is our focus is surely on the unsecured consumer credit NPL, but we are moving also to banking NPLs, and we have the ambition to reach also the segment of secured. But for the moment, we are not able to manage this segment of the market. So the other focus here is still unsecured, coming from consumer credit, and unsecured coming from banks.
So these new categories will be addressed later during the year, not in the first
absolutely,
one.
Absolutely. We are looking for some team or some company that can help us to manage this segment of the market. And I think that we'll succeed this in a few months.
The next question is from Luigi Tramontana of Banca Akros. Please go ahead.
Hello, Luigi.
Good evening. Thanks for the presentation. Just two quick questions. One is on funding. You increased your TLTRO exposure by approximately 100 million last year. How are you going to operate on that front in the coming quarters? And the second question is on the DTAs. You gave us a clear tax rate guidance for the with the business plan. Just to know what are your expectations in terms of DTA usage for 2020. Thank you.
Okay. Let's in terms of funding, of course. We monitor the market, and we understand that there is a positive market momentum now. Then, regarding the DTAs, we have included, let's say, in the plan. It's not the current use of the DTA will be slower going forward due to the particular location of the DTA, and will be split just to give you an idea over about 5 to 10 years. So will be the use of the DTA will be much the DTA that are deducted from the CT1.
Yes. Okay, sorry, just to be clear, on funding, you are rather thinking to accelerate on bond issuance rather than looking to TLTRO.
Beh, let's see.
Okay, thanks.
Okay.
The next question is from Christian Carrese of Intermonte. Please go ahead.
Yes, just two quick questions. So the first one is on ERC. I see an improvement versus the third quarter. by 100 million euros. So if you can just elaborate a little bit your expectation, why this kind of improvement. And on dividends, you said 1.05 was a floor. You already improved the initial guidance this year, so we have to look at higher dividends in the coming years. So if you can just give us an idea. Thank you. Hey, sorry, on capital, if you see any additional regulatory headwinds in 2020 compared to what you expected just a few weeks ago. I don't know if you can give us an update for 2020. Thank you.
No. Talking about CET1, we didn't receive any new SREP, so it's confirmed the actual SREP. It is definitive for this year. And about dividends, I confirm what we said on the industrial plan. Obviously, if the the performance of the bank would be higher than expected, we can consider higher dividends.
Christian, regarding the ERC, the delta is mainly due to the new acquisitions that we carried on in Q4 2019. As you remind, there is also some seasonality in the NPL transaction, which tend to be higher in the second and especially in the fourth quarter of the year. So of course our ERC is higher when we buy new portfolios and then we deduct the cash that we have cash in recovered in the quarter.
Thank you.
Mr. Colombini, there are no more questions registered at this time.
Okay, so thank you everybody and see you soon on our following meetings with Martino and the other colleagues. Thank you very much. Grazie a tutti. Buonasera.
Thank you.